Now chapter 23, many allusions in 23. Verse 14, it says you'll receive greater condemnation. Verse 15, you're a son of hell. You make them more of a son of hell. But look at verse 33 of chapter 23. Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Chapter 24, verse 51, next chapter over, which we've been studying, we're going to go back to this evening, looking at the signs of the end. Look what it says in chapter 24, verse 51, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. Now look at this. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That weeping and gnashing of teeth, the weeping because of the pain, the gnashing of the teeth and wailing because of the inescapableness of that punishment. Matthew 25, this is the last chapter Jesus describes hell in. Verse 30, cast the unprofitable servant, Matthew 25, 30, into the outer darkness. It's almost like we're getting, you know, have we heard this enough? Has he said it enough times to catch our attention? There will be what in verse 30? Weeping and gnashing of teeth. And here's Christ's last words about hell. Verse 41 of chapter 25. Then he will also say to those on his left hand. This is a judgment. Jesus sitting on the throne. Final judge. Those on his left hand. Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Hell was not made for humans. God did not plan and want to deliver the lost to the place of everlasting judgment. He is not willing that any should perish. Tie that with John 3:16, that they should not perish but have everlasting life. God does not want you to go to the place of verse 41, the everlasting fire. It was prepared for the devil and his angels. But look at verse 46. But these, the cursed, those who practice iniquity, those who reject, who refuse to believe, who refuse to repent. Verse 46, these will go away into everlasting punishment. But the righteous into, same word, everlasting life. If you think that your life in heaven is going to be endless, then you better remember this morning that the death of those in hell will also be endless. Jesus' last words, depart from me, you cursed, verse 41, go away now into everlasting punishment. Jesus spoke of the horrors of hell. And Jesus said that the reason that they go to hell in Matthew is because they did not receive the word. What happens when we receive the word? Why did the rich man go to hell? Because he never let the word of God change him. It never pierced his heart. When God's word is received, our lives change. Our self-centeredness dies. Our self-indulgence begins to be disciplined away. Our self-sacrifice begins to be pursued. Compassion, kindness, and caring take root and grow. So what's the good news? Well, Jesus says, I died for sinners. And all who receive me have their sins removed. Past, present, future. Have you received Jesus Christ? Have your sins been removed? If they haven't been, and you get out here on Sheridan and some wacko runs the red light on 61st and you're instantly killed, would you open your eyes and find blackness of darkness? And would you begin to experience eternal vengeance of fire?